So who broke you first? Who tends to come to mind whenever you think of a heartbreak? Now, just before I got into the studio, I asked some of the guys outside, how is your love life? One of them said, no, I don't believe in love. And somebody asked, who broke you? Now, many in Nigeria would tell you that the federal government has broken them one too many times. We will fix your own heartbreak. We are going to give you power supply by 2020. It's 2021. Heartbreak! We will make sure that nobody comes here and steals your crops. Tales by moonlight. And then finally, but by no means the least, we will make sure that you are protected. But here we are. Even the police are helping us to rob us. You know, it's amazing. Amazing. It truly is amazing. My name is Jude. Welcome to where we're going to start off with a conversation that may just lead to another round of heartbreaks. The federal government says it has plans to reimburse some of the poorest Nigerians, people who will be classified as the poorest Nigerians, as a transport palliative as we look forward to the removal of a fuel subsidy, PMS in particular. Ladies and gentlemen, my question is this morning, should the payment come before the subsidy removal? Should the federal government start to give people the money maybe like 2 weeks or 3 weeks or a month before they, in quotes, remove the subsidy? Or do we wait until it's officially announced subsidy has gone, bam, then maybe we start to see the price of petrol increase, and then we all now start rushing, hey, hello, federal government, hello, are you going to give us the monies that you say that we need? Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Jude. Welcome. Hello, Port Harcourt.
And now, hello, Port Harcourt. With Jude on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
And the female caller line, 0817-923-0009. Oh, dear. Apologies. Once again, when you're calling, do well. Turn down the volume of your radio set. Quickly jump onto WhatsApp and Telegram. We have a very busy schedule for us today. 0809-030-6416. That is where you'll find our humble self right now. Yes, the transport palliative by the federal government. That's its plan anyway. They're planning on spending 2.4... Wait for it. 2.4 trillion naira. Hello, good morning.
Jesus Christ. Good morning, Jude.
Good morning.
2.3 trillion.
2.4 trillion. That's according to the paper reports.
A conscientized Nigerian should not associate themselves or itself to such a program. Such a program is wicked in nature. Such a program is a conduit pipe to siphon and embezzle the treasuries of this nation.
But what if they're able to disburse these monies? You know, something.
How long and what will that money do for Nigerians?
So, should they pay the money before the subsidy?
Use the money and fix the refinery. 2.3 trillion can give up half measure of that refinery we are looking for to solve the problem. This administration is just so, I don't know. They are wasting money primitively. Look at the money they have wasted in all these their projects. Is it the market money? Is it the, mention them, Empower and all those programs they have rolled out.
Well,
what has those money done for Nigerians?
So, finally, do you think the money should be paid before the subsidy or after the subsidy removal?
They should not even embark on that journey. That journey is criminally motivated. And it's an aspiration thought to put feed this produce country into more problems. Feed the refineries with that money and save us from the further problem which we found ourselves than to bring such a program that will later crash and people will siphon the money out of the country.
Hello, Port Harcourt, 90.3. Good morning.
Jude, good morning.
Good morning to you.
My name is Mike.
Welcome.
Jude, how are they going to pay this money?
Well, they'll find a way to determine 40 million of the poorest Nigerians that will be a beneficiary of...
Let me ask you this. Do you know the poorest person in your community?
Well, right now I don't.
You don't?
Right now I don't.
So tell me how federal government are going to achieve this unknown plan.
Well, they'll probably look at bank accounts. Who knows? Huh? Check your bank balance. See how many times you get 5,000 naira in a month or 10. You know, these are the, yeah, I'm just saying.
Do you know that there are some persons who does not have bank accounts?
True. Very true. Very
do you know
true.
That there are some persons who do not even have the access
to the banks?
Go
yeah.
to their local government. How are they going to pay the money? That is what I'm asking. How are they going to be mocking? Are they going to be going to people's here? Dude, anybody that did not plan to succeed, he planned. Inside that, his or her plan, it's failing. Eh? Best way to prepare to write the exam. When you go sit down for exam hall, who will feel they write something? But my brother, he's writing nonsense. The person for his mind, he feels that he's writing. He feels that maybe he has the ability to write the correct spelling, but he's writing nonsense. Okay. This is the thing that is going on.
So,
in
so they should even bring out the money, or they should wait till after the subsidy.
Because this suggestion wouldn't have even come up.
It should have come up.
What they should be thinking is how to fix that thing. They feel that they are seeing in the future. Dude, just like you're seeing your shoe in the next few weeks. Your shoe, we have problem. And you don't want to fix the shoe now. And you want to wait till that time when the shoe don't open. They come, they blame rat, they blame result. My brother, my village people, now you, I know not the village people, they do this one. You see this Nigerian issue, eh? My Nigerian, they do this one. Maybe Nigeria, my Nigeria, they do one.
All right, thank you very much. Jude, the government cannot be trusted. It is advisable that the money be paid before removing the subsidy. This will help masses to plan ahead. That's Don Dada. But here is a question. How close enough should this, transport piloting be made? Because let's not forget, the number, the figure that is being touted around circles recently is about 5,000 naira. Now, the question is, how many times would the 5,000 naira be paid? Is it going to be a one-time payment? Nigerians. Hello, Port Harcourt. Number three, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
That's Nigerian for right?
Yes, please.
Okay, my name is Ahmed. I just want to contribute on what is going on.
Yes, welcome. Go on, Ahmed.
Okay, can we do some little arithmetic, elementary arithmetic? The federal government wants to sponsor, give 5,000 to 40 million poorest Nigerians, of which we don't know how they're going to determine that.
Okay.
So if you multiply 5,000 by 40 million, that will be giving us 200 billion. Right?
Okay.
And this is supposed to be monthly.
That's
so you multiply it by 12, that will give you 2.4 trillion. Meanwhile, the subsidy costs Nigeria 1.8 trillion per annum. So what kind of economic principle is that?
Woo!
You're going to replace 1.8 trillion.
Are you saying the government is not doing the proper mathematics? Is that what you're saying? Ahmed?
Yes, sir.
Are you saying the government is not doing his math properly? Oh, dear. Hello, Mr. Ahmed?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, yeah. Are you saying the government is not doing his math properly?
No! That's what I'm saying. If this is announced by the Minister of Finance, who is supposed to know, What arithmetic do they do? If they were spending 1.8 million per annum for subsidy, and they're going to give 40 million Nigerian 5,000 monthly, which will cost us Nigeria 2.4. Does it make sense to replace 1.8 by 2.4?
But let's also factor in the possibility that the cost of fuel next year, depending on market forces, whether crude oil or not, right, may increase.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why they are factoring. Probably that increase is going to come about, and that means the landing cost for petrol is going to increase. That means the subsidy for next year would likely increase. Maybe that's why they have that figure.
Well, for me, little arithmetic I learned from primary school, it doesn't gel.
Doesn't gel.
That is one. And two, remember the ripple effect. Mm. When you remove the subsidy, the fuel price is going to be about 350. The ripple effect you have in the economy, that 40 million Nigerians, 5,000 will not even be enough for transport
At
that time. So what have they achieved?
Okay, all right, Hamed, because we have to take out our call, thank you very much. Hamed is making a lot of sense. But let's not forget, if you listen to the comments by the Kaduna State Governor, by the way, it's news coming around, if you pay attention to the newspapers, if you read, you know, it says that all 36 state governments, governors, are in agreement with the plan removal. Don't forget, all of this is coming in lieu of this, of the World Bank's advice that, look, Nigeria, you need to stop this fuel subsidy. And Elrufai says, look, we've deregulated gas. That's another conversation for another day, by the way. We've deregulated kerosene. We've deregulated diesel. The country didn't fall. So why are we making so much noise about petrol? You know, why are we hinging our very livelihood on this particular subject matter? Because they have a point there. Because as any economist will know, when there's an increase, someone, like he said, there's going to be a ripple effect. But somehow, they'll tell you that the ripple effect will wane after a while. It's a wave, you know. But I am no economist, you know. I'm no economist. I can't tell you this exactly what's going to happen every single time. Messages now, 0090306416. Good morning, Jude. When a nation's leadership profiles are more aligned to pedestrian thinking instead of critical thinking and creative thinking, the result is nothing but mediocre solutions wrapped in a temporary emotional gratification which will eventually precipitate calamity. Look at the message we have here this morning. Now, the question is not whether it should be disbursed before or after. Is it just backward thinking strategy that will lead this nation nowhere? Jude, you cannot engage your car in reverse gear and hope it will go forward. This project is another scam, just like feeding school children, trade down money and power. This is sad, really sad. Thank you very much. We have to go on the commercial. When we come back, more from you on our subject matter. Obligations must be fulfilled this morning. Please have a close thing. You know, once again, 2.4 trillion naira, you know, factoring forces of demand, maybe there's going to be an increase or decrease. Maybe it's a fail-safe figure. But should the money come before, after, or shouldn't come at all? My name is Jude. Hello, Potaka returns.
Hello, Port Hackett. Say hello to the buzz, the vibes, the peculiarities and regularities of a contemporary city.
Hello, Port Hackett. Let's talk about this modern metropolis sprawling from the city to the exurbs, the suburbs, township, community and your locality.
Let's talk about happenings in your neighborhood, standards at your workplace, social amenities and issues of great concern to you on Hello, Port Hackett.
Hello,
every weekday from 9 a.m. to midday on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Welcome back to the show.
This This is Nigeria Info.
Oh, yes, indeed it is. And it's Hello Port Harcourt. My name is Drew. This morning, our first conversation is all about the planned fuel subsidy removal. Now, the World Bank has advised the Nigerian government that, hey, it should remove a fuel subsidy. It should work on the inflation rate, which is very high. And it should also work on the exchange rate problem. Now, those two, and obviously fixing infrastructure, would improve the lot of Nigerians going forward. However, if the fuel subsidy still remains, it's going to be increasingly difficult for the government to fulfill its obligations. Now, that being said, the government recently said, you know what, we are going to, the plan is to give about 2.5 trillion naira to about 40 million Nigerians as transportation grants as government begins to move totally away from the subsidy regime, particularly of PMS. Now, Al-Rufai said that, look, we've done that with kerosene, we've done that with diesel, you know, the country's still here. People still buying diesel. Diesel retails for about 250 to 265, depending on what part of the country you are in. No one's really lost a footing. And let's not forget, some of the buses that you travel with, this is God to honest truth, by the way, some of the buses that you travel with, you know, probably to your village or, you know, interstate between Lagos and Abuja, if you go with those luxurious buses, 95% of them run on diesel. It's the smaller buses, you know, the 18-seater buses. Even some of the 18-seater buses use diesel, but, you know, the smaller buses, 18-seater, 16-seater, they run on petrol. But the bigger buses, the heavy-duty trucks, that literally is the lifeline of the Nigerian economy, yes, because without them, you can't transport your goods from point A to point B as of now, okay? They run on diesel. You know, so why don't we just move away from the subsidy so that we can then hold the government responsible? Hey, we're not paying for anything. Why aren't you doing this? Why aren't you doing that? However, the cushioning effect is what people are asking for. My name is Jude. Hello, Port Harcourt. We start a conversation now. So do they bring the palliative before the removal or after the removal? Should it start early or when it's being removed? Don't you think it shouldn't even be there at all? You know, there are different sides to this conversation. Now let's get to WhatsApp and read some very interesting messages. I thought this was fake news until I heard it this morning. This has the hallmarks of a scam because it makes absolutely no sense. Why bother about a symptom when you can cure the disease? No problem, Jude. I'm waiting for them with my PVC. That's justice. Jude, I'm amazed at the hypocrisy of Nigerians. The hypocrisy of Nigerians. People without full knowledge of facts seize opportunity to just bash the government without proffering any solution. The previous administrations had wanted to remove subsidy without cushioning effect. The palliative proposed is for the poorest of the poor for a period. The repairs of the refinery are still ongoing and not abandoned yet. Joe from Port Harcourt. You see? Different views. 92.3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome, please.
Good.
Yes, please.
This thing don't come out from grammar. We're in trouble. No amount of the way we bend our mouth and speak this thing. Federal government is not very, they are not being sincere to us. Removing it and telling us that they will build 5,000 to the poorest poor.
Yes, the poorest
poor. Who will be the one that will decide who is the poorest poor?
No, I'm sure there's statistics.
They will monitor the money.
Mm.
If we get to the 400 or the 100 million that they say, this is a scam. It's scam. It's scam in government. They know what they want to use the money for, but not for us.
Are you saying the government doesn't have good intentions? Because on paper, it sounds like a great idea to make sure that people are not left, you know, without any form of support. A cushioning effect. Because for a while, you know, prices may run.
My brother, this thing, is it today that ABC start telling us this? It's not true. Nothing will happen. They want to loot the loot and impoverish us, the common man, in this country. It's high time that we rise up because they want to really deal with us.
Match number three. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Hello, Port Harcourt.
Good morning. Welcome, please.
My name is Barizik Giantom. I'm calling you from Bitakwa.
Go on, please.
Should the payment of transport palliative by the federal government come before subsidy removal?
Or after?
I think it should come after the subsidy removal.
Okay.
So that we Nigerians will know the value of money. Because we don't really know the value of money.
Okay.
That's why it should come after the subsidy removal. Thank you.
Thank you very much. 93. Good morning. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Yeah, hello, Port Harcourt, Itakwa.
Good morning.
Yeah, my name is J.A.J. and I'm calling you from Port Harcourt.
Thank you for joining us.
Jude, what if I tell you that it shouldn't come at all? Now, let me tell you my reason. The total budget for the palliative is how much, Jude?
It's stated to be about 2.4 trillion naira.
I didn't hear you well, bro.
2.4 trillion naira.
That's like our budget divided into three, right? Or let's say four or something.
Interesting.
Then you want to share to people how much does it take to build one refinery? Or better still, two refinery. Or better still, share that money among the Niger Delta state or maybe South state that have oil, and collect some money from the governor too and build refinery. Dude, I did a research here. 340,000 barrel refinery that was built in Mexico was built between 24 to 36 months.
Okay, that's about
Dude, 2 years. Can you hear me very well?
Yeah, that's about 2 years plus.
Both the engineering, the construction, the design, and everything was done between 24 to 36 months. Now, if you put this money into refinery, we move from the, I don't want to use bad words right now, that they call landing cost to what they call cost of production. And from our analysis too, if we produce locally, we cannot produce more than 60 naira right now with the prevailing price. And if you sell for 100 naira, you are making 40 naira per liter times 60 million liters. Jude, can you beat that? So, don't give to anybody. Channel that money. In the next 3 years, we'll have refineries in all the six Niger Delta states because they have access to crude. And we have subsistence. And we stop this importation that lead to job exports. So many things export. Do you know how many people it takes to build one refinery?
Wait.
Right now, we want to build Train 7 LNG. We are thinking of 13,000 people. Direct employment. We're not talking about indirect employment. We're not talking about the supply chains and all those put together. Are we thinking as a country, please keep that money? I don't want it. I know Nigerians don't want it. Nigerians want jobs that will give them more money. You can do that through the beauty of the refinery.
JJ,
you please ask me questions.
Let me ask you, please. Now, so if you say the money shouldn't be disbursed, this 2.4 trillion,
yes,
right, and should use in the way you have described, what about those 12 months that, you know, if the subsidy has been removed, that Nigerians may just be paying above 300 naira depending on market forces?
Jude,
are we ready for that?
Yeah, Jude, I will say God bless you. Now, Brazil, through the Petrobras, came to Nigeria to import cassava into their place because they wanted to convert almost all their cows to ethanol, which is cassava and sugarcane, right? Within the period, they were like doing whatever they could do, importing from other areas. As soon as they got that right, they never imported again. So we'll continue to import while we're building our own. In the next 3 years, we just start our own. And before you say, Jack, we will not do anything again, so it will affect the people. And don't also forget that in the process of building the refinery, people will get jobs. People will be paid heavily, more than the 5,000. How long will the 5,000 last compared to 3 years of employment and more years of employment when the process is finished? I don't don't need to understand what I'm saying, Jude.
Loud and clear. Now,
thank you very much.
I have listened to your view. I think the APC administration is moving in the right direction, because what the PDP cannot do in good 16 years, APC is doing in only 8 years. Those people who are critical of this administration are PDP members. It's a shame from them. Thomas, speaking to us from Port Harcourt, that's the message that he sent. Let's get on to Facebook now. Facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH. Facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH. Please, that's where you get on to and drop your question. Michael, okay, so which one is payment of transport palliative? Oh no, what kind of leaders are they? Abandon the root cause of the sickness, challenge the problem, circumstance, situation to treat its symptoms. That is what they are proposing to execute in order to heap more debts and loot more. They shall surely pay for these someday. God help reasonable Nigerians. Victor Marco says, I am laughing because I'm certain that this particular government won't pay anybody a dime except to pay us for the next election, just like trade our money. Victor Marcos, he says. Interesting. Federal government proposal for transport palliative will not change anything. It will be an avenue for them to enrich themselves. Interesting. So, thank God Atuebu on Facebook, he's asking, let me read his comment for you, please. He's asking, so who are those who receive this transport palliative? Increasing fuel price is inhumane and will cause more problem for the country. Please tell the federal government, Jude, to settle the juju that they hold on our refineries not to work. I beg. Really? There's a juju on the refineries. Did not know that. 93. All right. Final caller. Hello. Good morning. Oh, dear. All right. So let me just get to read more messages so we can wrap up here. We have obligations. The plan for the fall of the federal government is callous, wicked, and it's mediocre thinking. What are they doing since their assumed power in 2015? If PDP wasted our fortunes for 16 years without repair or building a refinery, why must APC kill us? A liter of kerosene for the poor people is about 250 naira per liter at the mercy of illegal refinery, aka Qualifier. Diesel is 380. Oh, wow. So I was using the old rates. Oh, I apologize. Petrol is between 162 and 164, as the case may be. PHED technically increased their tariff. Rice, beans, yam, meat, cooking ingredients, high. Minimum wage, still 30K. It's not enough. Not every governor is able to pay. All their palliatives are fraudulent. What data did they use to measure the poor of the poorest, or the poorest of the poor in the country? Money market, not great. COVID-19 palliative and money disbursement to SME, big scam. Let them use that money to do modular refinery and fix the old one. Let's stop importing fuel. Joe, with that comment. I feel pains. I see hunger, suffering everywhere in Nigeria, especially this present government. Is the worst government I've ever seen in my humble life. My humble advice is that they should instead use the 2.4 trillion naira, fix the refineries, build new ones even if it's only one. I'm crying already. Meshak says. Well, we'll get to see more as more people are being consulted. Don't forget, the conversation is not over. Even the federal government is listening. The finance minister and all others are putting heads together. My name is Jude. Hello, Port Harcourt returns.